Good morning. Good morning this Easter morning. We are so blessed to have you all here. Whether you're here in person or virtually, we welcome you. And we will take a moment now to pass the peace with one another, greet one another, shake hands, give a hug, whatever you'd like to do for just a few minutes. When the music begins, we will start the announcements and we'll singing. Announcements. The Outreach Committee will be meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. The Easter Offering will support missionary Reverend Carmela Jones serving in Hungary, the Middle East, and Liberia. If you ordered flowers, and we thank you, please take them home with you today. They are beautiful and really make a difference in the service.
Judy, I have a list. So if they don't remember, they can ask.
You heard that. Memorial bricks will be available for purchase until the 14th of April. And forms are, I think there was a form in your bulletin. If not, there are some on the back table. It's birthday bag time again. The Interfaith Pantry is also collecting the bags, I believe. Is that correct? Due back on April 14th. If you don't know what that is, the bags will consist of a cake mix, a box of birthday candles, and a birthday card. So if you have never done that before, you might be interested in doing that. And they're back due on the 14th. And non-perishable foods are always welcome for the pantry. The most needs now are low sugar cereal, try and say that, peanut butter, regular size, jelly, and canned fruit. Save the date, April 21st, there's going to be a fellowship meal. Keep posted for that. Let's see. A reminder to support Avery Joe and her Girl Scout SPCA project. And lastly, we have cookies in the back for when you leave, not now. They're a gift from the Maryland Presbyterian Church, Korean Church. So please help yourself when you leave today. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you. John's gospel declares that Jesus was with God from the beginning, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. We gather today to once again proclaim the truth of John's words, as witnessed by the women who stood at the entrance of an empty tomb on that first Easter morning. Even in the face of death, the light of Christ could not be squelched. And so on this Easter morning, this candle is lit as a symbol of the light of Jesus Christ that shines in confirmation of the abundant life he offers to all. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Good morning, Village. Christ is risen. I'm going to say the same thing I said to the group this morning. He's not going to go very far with that kind of a response. Christ is risen. That's better. That's better. It's good to see you this morning. We welcome you to Village. I'm glad you're worshiping with us today as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. I was thinking back to 2016. There was a presidential candidate who was asked if he was a Christian. And he said, yes, I attend church on Christmas and Easter, which I thought was kind of a low bar. But I'm not one of those pastors, believe me, who gives people a hard time. We're happy whenever you're here. And we're glad that you're here this morning, and we welcome you in the name of the Lord. This is a time that we set aside for sharing blessings and prayer concerns. And those of you who are viewing online, we want you to know that you're going to be muted for a few moments for reasons of privacy. And after we share, you'll be brought right back in as we unite in prayer. So, what's on your heart today, Village? You have any particular concerns or any blessings that you want to share with us, Joe? Let's unite our hearts in prayer. God, we thank you for the gift of this joyous Easter morn. We pray that when we do face tombs of darkness and despair, that we would stop and listen and hear the voice of Jesus say, don't be afraid, fear not, for I am with you always, even to the end. God, let the resurrection resound throughout our community, that because Christ lives, we can live in the fullness of life as well. May we bring the gift of new life in the form of hope to those who live in despair. Let the resurrection resound that we might bring friendship to the lonely, and kindness to the mean-spirited, calm to the angry, hospitality to those who feel unworthy of such a gift, fortitude to those whose strength is waning, peace to the hostile, and a helping hand to those who feel overwhelmed, an acceptance to those who are disenfranchised, and a welcoming smile to those who are strangers in our midst, and always, always the gift of grace to a world that's unaccustomed to a love that never lets go. God, our joy overflows on this day of new life. May our hallelujahs echo in our hearts as we go from this place today in the assurance of the presence of a loving God who gave his Son that we might know forgiveness, that we might know what a life of love looks like. So with heartfelt gratitude this morning, we pray in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord, who is with us today and always. Amen.
The children's story. Well, good morning. How is everyone? Good? Am I too loud? So what is today?
Easter.
Yeah, and why are we celebrating Easter?
Because Jesus died.
He has risen. Good job. I'm going to tell you the story, a little bit about the story, but I'm going to have you help me with the story. What do you see on this? The tomb? There you go. I'll try not to take too long here. There you go. Because I want you to help me with the story. Don't take the stickers off yet, okay? While I'm telling the story, I want you to take the stickers off and place them on your paper. Okay, here you go. You can take the stone off if you want and put it to the side of the tomb. And this is what it's going to look like when you're done. So while I'm reading it, you tear off your sticker and you place it on your picture, okay? You can look at this if you need to. You're going to be hearing a lot about Jesus today, aren't you? We're going to be saying some things today that we are grateful for. We are happy that Jesus is risen and that he did this for us. Okay, now I'm going to read you this story. When Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where they had buried Jesus, she saw the stone had been removed from the front of the tomb. You can put Mary Magdalene, this is her right here. You can put her wherever you want. It doesn't have to be just like this. She ran and got Simon Peter and another disciple whom Jesus loved and told them that someone had taken Jesus' body from the tomb, and she did not know where they had taken him. Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb as well. Sure enough, Jesus was gone. The tomb was empty. So the tomb was empty, so the disciples went home. But Mary stayed. Mary Magdalene stayed, and she started crying because Jesus was gone, and she was really, really sad. As she cried, she saw an angel in white where Jesus had been lying in the tomb. Do you see your angel? Is everybody up with me? Yeah? The angel asked Mary why she was crying or weeping. She told them that the Lord had been taken away and she did not know where they took him. When she said this, she turned around and guess who she saw? She saw Jesus. But she didn't know it was Jesus. She was thinking it was a gardener. Mary said to him, "Sir, if you have carried Jesus away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Then Mary turned, and she recognized Jesus. Jesus told Mary to go tell the disciples that he would soon be ascending to be with God. So you should have everything on your paper, and you can take this home, and you can move them around to help you remember what happened, why the stone was moved away, where was Jesus? What did he tell Mary when he appeared to her? And what did he tell his disciples before he arose in heaven? Well, Jesus came as a baby. He grew into a man, and he suffered and died on the cross for our sins. He arose to live in glory with God and will come again one day. And he did this for each and every one of us. You having trouble there? You can take it home with you and finish it at home. I also have something else for you. If you could stand up for 1 minute, put your papers down. Just put it on. I've got this for you to take home, and you can color it. It would turn out like this. Put it in your room, and you'll remember that Jesus is risen. Don't sit down yet, because I want you to do something very special. Okay? Did you get one of those, sweetheart? You're welcome. I want you to come around here, and do you know what it says? You know what it says on here, what we're celebrating today. I want you to come around here, and we're going to stand in the shape of a cross. I'm going to put you right here in the front. Okay? I'll put you right here. Okay? And you're tall. Let's come right next to Shepherd here. Okay? I'm going to put you on the other side of Shepherd. Could you go on the other side of him? Yes. You didn't get one? Okay. Okay. I want you to come over here. Come over here. I want you to come over here. Stand right here. Okay? Right here. Okay, you can stand right here. Avery. Scoot up just a little bit. Can everybody scoot up just a little bit? Scoot, put you right here. Okay, this is supposed to be the shape of a cross. Okay? We don't have enough people. Now, what are we going to say? He is risen. We're going to say it 3 times. Hold up your paper. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Folded the grave clothes, tomb filled with light, as the angels announce Christ is risen. See God's salvation plan, brought in love, born in hope, paid in sacrifice. Fulfilled in Christ the man, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. See Mary weeping, where is he laid, as the angels announce from the empty tomb. Hears a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears. Christ is risen from the dead. One with the Father, Ancient of Days, through the Spirit who clothes life with certainty. Honor and blessing, glory and praise, to the King crowned with power and authority. And we are raised with him. Death is dead, love is won, Christ has conquered. And we will reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. And we is dead, love is one, Christ. Christ has conquered, and we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ has risen from the dead.
This is it for me, believe me. The scripture for this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as they yet did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that she had said that he had said these things to her. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. May God grant us understanding of this, his holy word.
Amen. Will you pray with me? Oh God, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. In his name we pray. Amen. I feel so blessed to be with you here today, to be a part of this beloved community here at Village. Happy Easter. I don't think every pastor would admit it, but I think that every pastor would love to have a stirring kind of sermon on Easter Sunday. But you know, it's not as easy as it looks. I am reminded of a story my dad used to tell us about a preacher who dreamed that he was preaching, and when he woke up, he was. Years ago, I was talking with a friend, and she was telling me how challenging it was for her to prepare an Easter sermon for the 25th year in a row in her ministry. And I have to admit, I've wrestled with that too. And I remember also Dr. Peter Gomes. He was chaplain of Memorial Chapel at Harvard. And he used to say he struggled with that because, you know, every Easter he said pretty much the same thing. But as yet, there was no significant body of evidence that would suggest that anybody had heard what he said or that they remembered one Easter sermon from another. He's right. So I guess I risk the sin of redundancy again this morning. But I love Easter. I really do. I love Easter stories in particular. What's my favorite, you ask? Well, since you asked, there was a Sunday school teacher who was telling her third graders about how Jesus was crucified and placed in a tomb with a big stone. She just wanted to share the excitement of Easter morning, and she said, "Class, what do you think were the first words that Jesus uttered when he came out of that tomb?" And one little girl's hand popped up. She said, "I know, I know." And the teacher said, "Good. What were the first words that Jesus spoke?" And she said, she put her hands up in the air and she said, "Ta-da!" This week we have really embraced Maundy Thursday, Good Friday. Remembered that at sunset Jesus was dead. But then came the morning, and he was alive. How many of us are morning people? Well, then you should have been at the sunrise service this morning. But I think really that we are all, in an important sense, mourning people. Because mourning is when Easter begins. Christians are mourning people. As the psalmist said, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. As women came to the tomb, while it was dark that first Easter morning, they had no reason to be optimistic. They came to anoint the body of Jesus, but he wasn't there. And Mary said, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." She turned and she saw Jesus there, but she didn't recognize him until he spoke. He said, "Mary." Mary was the first one to experience Easter. In fact, Mary was the first one to preach an Easter sermon. She runs to tell the disciples, and what was their reaction? Well, it was less than enthusiastic. And it's kind of comforting to know that Mary's first Easter sermon fell as flat as mine often do. Luke's gospel records that to the disciples, her words seemed like an idle tale. Other translations have it, empty talk, a silly story, a foolish yarn, nonsense. And how peculiar that is. Mary and the woman come racing back with this wonderful good news that confirms what Jesus had been telling them all along. And we would have thought, wouldn't we, that they would have been eager to hear that news, that they would have been receptive. But they weren't. And I've thought about that. And I can't explain the reaction of the disciples. I thought maybe the news was just too overwhelming. Or maybe the very notion of resurrection seemed too good to be true. Some of us can relate to that. And yet, isn't it that great Easter truth that has drawn us all here this morning? You ask me how I know he lives. He lives in my heart. Let's think about this. Easter, 2,000 years later, still has the power to compel the likes of me and you to come to church on Easter Sunday. Who would have thought that faith and hope in the risen Christ would bring you and me courage in our time of need and strength in time of weakness and comfort in time of sorrow? I'm not going to be an apologist for the Christian faith today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to explain the hydraulics that are necessary to take a large stone and move it away from the entrance to the tomb. I simply contend that your being here in this place is a living witness to the hope of Easter. All any preacher really has to do on Easter is proclaim what you believe to be true. That's why you're here. That's why most of us are here. Now, the times in which we live would seem to deny or belie that Easter hope. We are living through some pretty harsh times, divisive times, violent times, unforgiving days. There's an old Peanuts cartoon that shows Snoopy typing a new novel. And he always starts his novels, "It was a dark and stormy night." And that just drives Lucy crazy. She said, "Charlie Brown, don't you know that any good story begins with once upon a time?" So Snoopy starts over. "Once upon a time, it was a dark and stormy night." And I just mention that because sometimes it feels like that to us. If you feel like that today, you're not alone. Where's the good news on a bridge in Baltimore? Gets knocked down. And in every gathering like this, every challenge and issue and problem that people deal with is likely represented here. Health issues and financial issues and career issues and social issues, just another Easter in a Good Friday world. And I think it's a dangerous brand of theology that suggests that we can ever live in a pain-free, trouble-free, or despair-free world. And yet, it seems to me that our faith is designed for just such a world as this, where things don't always go the way we want, and where people do behave badly sometimes, and dreams do come crashing down. We don't deny the realities out there, the storms, the wars, the hunger, but neither do we let them overcome. Well, this is an amazing day. Jesus was raised from the grave so that you and I could have eternal life, and that is a miracle. But I think he was also raised so that we could be a part of his church, so that we could be a village, a beloved community, the body of Christ here in Bowie. And I can't remember who wrote this, but it occurred to me. This person said it was a great miracle to raise a dead body to life, but it might be an even greater miracle to put new life into all of us. Because you see, the good news of Easter is not just what happened that day in the garden. It's also, and importantly, about what happens after Easter. Are we going to be any different? What kind of people What kind of church are we going to be? Soren Kierkegaard, the Danish philosopher, told the story, and I'm paraphrasing like crazy, but it's a story about a church filled with geese. The geese came to church one Sunday, and the goose choir came in and sang a goose anthem, and the goose preacher preached his goose sermon, and the geese were all quacking, "Amen, amen." And in the sermon, what the goose preacher said was, "Brothers and sisters, God has given you wings. You don't have to be confined to the barnyard. You have wings. You can fly. You can soar into the skies." And the geese clucked their amens. "Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's fly. Let's soar." And when the service was over, they waddled right back out the door to go home. Church, we're not meant to waddle. We don't want to waddle. We want to be a church that soars, that makes a difference in the world, that shares the love of Christ, that touches the broken and the hurting. We want to be known not just for what we do in here, but for what we do outside these walls. And if we're really sincere about our faith in a resurrected Lord, then we're going to do and keep on doing the things he did. Feeding the hungry, working for racial reconciliation, healing fractured relationships, overcoming addictions, praying and doing what we can to be peacemakers, working for peace. Years ago, I took a tour of the Holy Land, back in 1999, I think it was. And our last stop happened to be the Garden Tomb. And when I arrived, I noticed there was a rocky area, and carved into the cliff was an opening. And I entered the tomb, and there is an awesomeness there that defies description. And I came out of the tomb, and then I saw it. I didn't see it on the way in because it was on the front of the door. But when I went out, I saw it. There, carved in crisp, bold print, are the shocking words, "He is not here. He is risen." And I was jarred to the very depth of my soul. That's my conviction. What's yours? When that conviction is truly in the heart, all kinds of wonderful things start happening. Jesus died in part so that we would have a church and we would be his body. We would be his people who do his will, who embrace the community and the world with love so that others too will come to know that he lives. Then came the morning. He is risen. Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you bow with me? Loving God, on this day of resurrection, on this beautiful morning, we give thanks that the chains of sin and death have been broken and we are free. We thank you for the promise of life, for life after death, and for life before death, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. We're going to sing a hymn. Would you stand? And we're going to sing, Christ the Lord is risen today. You know, the hymn says that ours is the cross. That's trouble. The hymn says that ours is the grave. That's more trouble. But it also says that ours is the sky, both now and eternally. No waddling, just soaring with the Lord. Let's sing together. What a wonderful day this has been, and I pray that someone here today who has heard this good news will decide to follow Christ in their lives. We receive members here at Village in three ways: through being baptized, through transfer of church membership, or by statement of Christian experience. If you feel led in any of those areas, won't you come and see me right after the worship hour? Or if you have any questions about the Christian faith and you'd like to discuss those, please come and see me as well. I hope you'll join us next Sunday. Pastor Emily is going to return and share a message with us. It will be good to see Emily and Scott and Franklin and, of course, the new baby, Eliza. I've seen pictures of Eliza. I think I may take her home with me. But I hope you'll be here to greet them. We are going to sing the Hallelujah Chorus together. Some of you have already made your way up here. But I want to invite others, if you would like to sing the Hallelujah Chorus with the choir, come on up. It doesn't matter how well you sing. It doesn't matter if you even sing the right notes. But we want you to come up and share this with us. So if you feel led, come on up. Or you can sing right where you are. Okay? Is there anybody else that wants to join?
Okay. Well, the good news is we're going to have a little help. This is a sing-along. You have an insert in your bulletin with a Hallelujah Chorus. Do the best you can, because that's what we're going to do. So,
yeah.
Now may the God of hope fill you all with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.